This is a CBC podcast.
Greetings! Welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. Mr. Orlando here with my assistant, Gary the Unicorn.
And don't forget Giggles.
Giggles?
Yeah, my new kitty. I found her in the park. Look!
That's a squirrel, Gary.
Oh, that explains why she keeps bringing me nuts.
Get that squirrel out of here! Open the window!
Giggles!
There.
Oh, goodbye, Giggles. I'll never forget. Hey, we have a new answering machine message.
My name is Asher. I would like a T-Rex that ate a hamburger.
Ooh, great idea, Asher. Well, it's no kitty, but I like dinosaurs too.
Squirrel Gary.
No chimes, Mr. Orlando.
The fall fair was on in Mesozoic Town, and every dino was there for the giant hamburger eating contest. Microraptor watched from backstage as the crowd settled into the stands. Mike had entered the food eating contest every year, and every year he had lost.
But this is my year.
He swayed his tail nervously as the contest judge, Brachiosaurus, stepped up to the mic to introduce the competitors.
Can I get the mic higher, please? Just a little bit higher? A little bit, just a little bit more? I know what I'm doing. Thank you. Welcome to the 17th annual Fall Fair Food Eating Contest! We've got some hungry dinos, so let's meet them. Mesozoites, put your claws together for our first contestant, CEO of Dynamite Inc., it's Albertosaurus!
Glad to be here. Remember, Dynamite Inc. has all the might you need.
The crowd applauded politely as Albertosaurus took her place on stage, but they were not here to see her, nor were they here for Saltipus.
Enter stage left. Wonderful to be here. Wonderful.
And they were definitely not there to see Mike, who tried his best to look confident as he ran out on stage.
I may be small, but my appetite is mighty. I could win.
Oh, sure, Widow Mikey. This could be your year. To lose again.
It was T-Rex, the reigning champion, and the one they were all waiting to see.
Here's a dino who needs no introduction. You know him. You love him. You've seen him win every eating challenge out there. It's T-Rex.
Yes, it is me, T-Rex Food Champ. Here's a little preview for you. I'm gonna swallow this saltipus whole.
Oh, got him. Wait, does he mean me? Heavens to Murgatroyd!
Heaven?
Yep, pretty great, huh?
Now that's what I call finesse.
He's already wiping out the competition, folks!
Aw, oh, don't worry, Widow Mikey. I won't swallow you, because you're not much of a snack.
Oh, burn! That's a burn on you, little Mikey. Good one, T.
Mike frowned. He was tired of losing, but he was even more tired of the insults. But he vowed not to give up.
You know the rules. First one done. We'll be crowned this year's winner! Bring out the burgers!
Huge burgers were brought out and placed in front of the contestants. Mike stared at his. It was bigger than he was.
Oh, watch out, Mikey. That hamburger might eat you.
Burn!
Mike ignored them and waited for the starter bell to ring.
And they're off!
The dinosaurs feverishly bit into their hamburgers, all except Mike. Mike merely nibbled on the bun, the only part of the burger he could reach.
T is already well ahead of the rest. Albertosaurus is giving a valiant effort for second place. And Microraptor, are you even trying?
Yeah, seriously. I'm halfway done and Mikey hasn't even started? This is embarrassing for you.
Super embarrassing.
Mike just smiled to himself and kept on nibbling.
You'd better pick up the pace if you want a shot at finishing this thing.
But just then...
Yeah, I'm done. And look at Mikey. He's barely even started.
T looked around at Albertosaurus's half-eaten burger, Mike's nibbled one, and Saltipus's untouched one.
Well, it's hard to do competing when you've been swallowed.
You know what? I could finish all these hamburgers before Mikey's even at the lettuce.
And with that, T-Rex swallowed up Albertosaurus's hamburger.
Wow, it's an honor just to compete with you.
And he swallowed Saltipus's untouched burger.
Oh, what an appetite.
T turned to Mike's hamburger and was about to swallow it when...
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, my tum-tum. Oh.
T-Rex turned from green to red.
You know what? I don't feel so good.
T had eaten too much too fast, and now...
I'm gonna hurl. Ooh.
T ran off stage as fast as his legs would carry him.
Yeah, don't look at me! Don't look at me! Don't look at me!
Time for me to exit. Stage right!
Meanwhile, Mike had not stopped nibbling on his burger the entire time. He was now on the last bite.
I'm done.
The crowd stared in shocked silence, and then... Mike had won the competition, and no one ever laughed at him again. The end.
Wow, great story, Mr. Orlando. You know what? Now I'm kind of hungry.
Well, would you care for a nut? Your kitty certainly left quite a pile of them on my newly buffed floor.
Whoops. I'll just clean those up.
Do. Listeners, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. Because you never know what the Story Store has in store.
I got all the nuts. Never mind.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.